Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Pollitt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Bowling moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is walked intentionally. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pollitt bunts towards second. Bowling fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips throws to Keane, who throws back to Phillips, who tags Hatfield for the double play. Lawler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Dixie Howell now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Bowling scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jack Phillips. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 2 in the game. Trux hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Al Aber now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen misplays the ball. That's an error on Keen. Philly scores. Hatfield scores. Delsing moves to third. Esposito moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Delsing tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bridewesser pinch runs for Harvey Keen. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling bunts towards the mound. LaPomme fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridewesser moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo bunts towards the mound. Aber juggles the ball. That's an error on Aber. Minoso scores. Dobie moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Dobie moves to third. Dropo moves to second. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Dobie scores. Dropo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Paul Lapomme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapomme bunts towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo scores. Hatfield moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Duke Moss now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esposito moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Esposito scores. Rivera moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Duke Moss. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.